91.5 WMFO Bedford and Mamacita. Man, that was a nice one. Right back in the day, Troop.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they had a couple jams back in the day.
Yeah.
Man, I just like that stuff, man. Hey, so anyway, what's been going on with you? What have you been doing for the last since I've seen you? Have you been going out? Are you doing any work or anything like that? See any movies?
Well, I've been auditioning, obviously. You know that.
Obviously. But, yep.
I saw a couple of movies. It said Dirty Grandpa. That was good.
Hey, was that good?
Oh, it was funny.
They said that he was saying some stuff that you would never believe he would say.
Oh, yeah. Or do.
Or do. Oh,
it's so worth watching.
Okay. That's not one to bring my son to, right?
No, probably not. Okay. No, right. Definitely not. Then you'd be Dirty Daddy.
Be Dirty Daddy. I've been called that before.
Yeah, me too. But so I did recently see 10 Cloverfield Lane.
That's the new one with John Goodman.
Yeah. And that he was disturbingly good in.
Really?
And yeah. And as you know, Patriots Day, Casey Sherman's movie is filming here.
Yep.
And he was just cast as Commissioner Ed Davis, former police.
Commissioner Ed Davis. He's going to be Commissioner Ed Davis in the movie?
Yeah.
No kidding.
He lost a lot of weight to John Goodman. He looks fantastic.
Does he?
He looked really bad in 10 Cloverfield Lane. He looked really, really big. I thought he had on a fat suit. And then, because I had seen pictures of him at the premiere, right. And it was totally different guy. But he is phenomenal, and I'm sure he'll carry that role far above and beyond. What he
now, did you go to the? You went to an audition for that, right? I think we talked about this last time.
Yes, I've had a few.
Yeah, I'm
able to talk about it.
Right, we can't. Yeah, but mm-hmm. I went back again, so hopefully, I'll make the cut this time.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, definitely. But there's a lot of stuff coming up. There's another. I was talking to Frankie. Matter of fact, excuse me, the other day, and I guess there's another movie coming in, another big project coming in, a Ben Affleck movie. They're going to be shooting in May, I think, the end of May.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That'll be great.
Getting back to that, without giving the premise away of the movie, Cloverfield, what was that about?
It was a sort of a psychological thriller. If anybody's ever seen the movie Cloverfield, the monster destroying the city, if you're going to see 10 Cloverfield Lane, because it's in the title, don't go in with any expectations. Go in knowing that the actors and actresses in that movie did a phenomenal job at keeping you on the edge of your seat the entire hour and 45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, you heard that from DB, man. Definitely check that out. Also, our condolences out to the Reagan family, the extended Reagan family Nancy passing away.
Tragic, yeah.
Extremely extraordinary woman. Extraordinary woman when we lost. Yeah. But, okay, other than that, there was something else I wanted to talk. Did you ever see, I told you I've been, doing some private side work and stuff. So I've been in town a lot. I'm coming to town every day. And, you ever see the panhandles, the people that walk in between the cars, they ask for money and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I talked about this a little bit last week.
Yeah.
But, I was watching I think it was 2020. So they had this show on where they were watching these people do this. So they had these two women, and they were out in the panhandling, whatever they call that, out in the middle of the street in this busy intersection. And then they went into the McDonald's. Yeah. They went to McDonald's to have lunch. In the booth beside them was a mother and daughter. Right, and they could hear them talking. Help us! This is a scam. We can make make $200-$300 a day. These people don't know anything. They're taking advantage of. So the mother and daughter sitting in the booth next to them, they hear that.
Yeah.
So after they finish eating, they go back out into the back to the middle of the street, and the mother and daughter made their own sign that said scammers.
Yeah.
And they stood right next to them. Because you don't know. I mean, you can't. It's hard to tell. You don't know. I mean, then you hear a story about people. They have to, people that walk around the corner and they're getting the Benzes.
Yeah.
Or they're getting the Lexus and going.
Well, on my way to an audition there in Boston, I had to go a certain route, and there was a panhandler. He had Jordans on, so,
that's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Right. And I hate to be that guy that, it's a profile thing. It obviously is. You look somebody up and down, you want to see. And, if they're wearing better clothes than you, there's a chance that they should be giving you money through your window.
No, that's my point. So what I started doing is, when I pull up, I just ask them if I got a couple bucks.
Yeah.
Can you stretch me a couple bucks? I'm trying to get a cup of coffee.
Yeah, and it's not just like that. I mean,
and usually they just walk right away.
Right. Up in Manchester where I live, it's like gangbusters. You walk outside of the shop, you go into a store. They ask you for the randomest amount of money too. It's like, can I have 11.15? I need to get home on the bus.
They put the 15 cents in?
Yeah, it's specific. 16.72. Okay. Oh, okay. I see.
Okay.
Yeah. Here it is. Hang on. I got that exact change.
But I'm not making fun of the people, legitimate people out there that are doing this. I'm just saying, right. You know, the people that are, there's some sketchy people, like you said, the people out there working with that, walking around with Nikes on in $400 jackets.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah. All right. You listen to the Time Tunnel with Chase Carson, my man Doug Balakovich. We're going to be hanging out for the rest of the evening. We've got some other stuff that we're going to talk about, some other stuff we're going to bring up. And, we're going to take some calls. So if you'd like to give us a shout or ask Doug a question or run something by him, you can do that at 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800, and ask Doug anything. All right? Can we ask anything?
Is it, well,
oh,
boy.
No, okay. All right. Well, you know how my listeners are.
I do.
91.5.
Give a damn about a thing, 'cause I will be a freak on jail. Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO. MFO.
You're listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson.
You make me feel so good.
91.5 WMFO and Loose Ends and Stay a While, Child. Did you see the... See, this is the kind of stuff that send me when I'm on the air. That's not that. I mean, how can you play? You can't concentrate playing send a picture like that. What is that?
Who is that?
I don't know. I don't. But oh my God,
who sends that?
Anyway. What were we talking? That just took my whole train of thought away. What were we talking about? Oh.
took up your whole screen too.
My God! Hey, you ever seen those? Speaking of tax day, were we talking about taxes? Yeah, we're off the air.
Oh
right?
Yeah.
Speaking of taxes, I got to get my taxes done this year, and I got a lot of complicated stuff I got to take care of. But you ever seen those Liberty Tax offices? You ever seen those poor bastards out there? They're dressed up as like
Statue of Liberty,
yeah. And they have green. They make them put green paint on their face.
Yeah,
and they have to dance. I guess I didn't know this. But they have to dance out there on the curb or whatever they are. They have to keep moving and keep dancing.
Yeah.
So I went by this guy. I was in Brockton on Main Street the day that it was. What day was it? Like 75 degrees.
Wednesday.
And I had to go by. It was in front of the mall, Westgate Mall. And I had to go by. I went by it four times because I was out there doing business. And the poor bastard. By about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, his whole back was just one sweat. It looked like somebody took a hose and just sweat. Yeah. Took his whole back and just sweat the back. And he was, instead of doing a two-step, he was doing a one-step, and he had one hand on his knee.
Yeah, well, that was like after I walked up the stairs here today. I
mean, you can relate to sweating.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we might have to start doing the show for remote, because it's getting long and long. Every time I come up here, it's three flights of stairs.
But I mean, I'm a big dude. I don't need a reason to sweat, just a place.
Well, you're sitting up here with three robes on. What is that anyway? Is that a hoodie?
Yeah, it's a hoodie.
What's on underneath that?
I get a Under Armour compression shirt.
Oh, compression, okay, compression shirt, okay. All right, you want to pick another song? We got about another half an hour. Another song that you were thinking about?
An oldie but goodie that always, brings me way back. One of my dad's favorite groups. My dad is like me, listen to everything. The Gap Bands, one of his favorite songs was Early in the Morning.
That's a bad jam.
Oh.
Hold on, I got that. Hold on, there it is. Yeah, I got that. That's a bad jam. All right, tell them where we are, what the name of the song is.
Okay. We are in WMFO, Medford, Boston.
My man.
Gap Band, Early in the Morning.
101.5 WMFO and the Gap Band in early in the morning. That's a good pick, man.
That was a monster.
Hey, man, I know you could sing. Let me hear him back here. He's up here singing. Not screaming. I take that back. Singing. You got a good singing voice, man.
Yeah, well, I hear that a lot. But
I'm going to have to have you come in here and do some voiceovers for me.
Yeah, I don't think I could get Charlie Wilson's range.
Nobody can get Charlie Wilson's range with Charlie Wilson.
I'm really good at country music, if that helps.
No, it doesn't, but thanks anyway.
Good for you.
All right, 11:32. This brings us to this week's Jazz Interlude. And this week's Jazz Interlude is brought to you by Roger Smith. And this is off his Working It album. This is the title cut, Working It, on the Time Tunnel. Jazz Interlude with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. All right, turn this one up. Turn this one up.
Hi, you're listening to my dad, Chase Carson, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Thank you, son.
Get it? Do you enjoy being hurt? I know you smell the perfume, the makeup on his shirt. You don't believe his stories. You know that they're all lies. Bad as you are, you stick around, and I just don't know why.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right.
Type of woman,
deserve good fame,
fist full of diamonds,
a head full of rain,
baby you're a star,
I just wanna show you you are, you should let me love you, let me be the one to give you everything you want and need, a baby good love and protection, make me your selection, show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you, love you, love you, love you, yeah. Listen, your true beauty's description looks so good that it hurts. You're a dime plus 99 and it's a shame, don't even know what you're worth. Everywhere you go, they stop and stare, cause you're bad and it shows. From your head to your toes, control, baby, you know.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right.
You're the type of woman
deserves good things.
Fist full of diamonds,
a handful of rings.
Baby, you're a star.
I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want. Oh baby, good love and protection. Oh, make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me.
You deserve better.
You know you deserve better.
We should be together,
baby. With me and you, it's whatever, girl. Hey, so can we make
WMFO Medford.
Get the button.
WMFO. That's a funky little beat, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's Tosca, man, in a natural high. Like I said, we don't know. I think we talked about the last time. You know, we're throwing some new stuff in and, you know, playing some of the jazz interlude, that stuff. And so we get a lot of positive feedback on it. So I like to throw some new funky stuff in every once in a while.
It's good to switch it up.
I know. Hey, I got a surprise for you. Julie just texted me back and she said she'd love to do your feet. Love to give you a pedicure. So next time you're in, we're going to have her come in. All right. We're going to have her come in. She wants to know what color you want to paint your toes. So we'll paint you. We'll have her come in. We'll do a pedicure. Right here. We'll do it live on the air. And then she, matter of fact, I'm going to have her do mine too while she's here.
At the same time?
Yeah.
That would be awkward.
Maybe we'll have a pedicure party or something.
Are we going to dunk our feet at the same time?
Well, I don't know if I dump my feet in the same thing with you at the same time.
You got to soften your feet.
My feet are soft. I don't worry about my feet. Look, I got no calluses on my feet.
Yeah, that's nice.
Totally. All right, we're going to have her come in and do that. I'll take care of it. I'll take care of all the details next time. I'll set it up.
All right.
All right,
I'm going to hold you to that.
I'm going to take care of it. I'll call when I get home. We'll take set everything up. All right, I'm going to get that other song for you on the other side of this because we're running out of time here.
Yeah, I'm starting.
There's a price tag on almost everything. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you had to pay the price. And when you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Words. Stay away from that stuff, will you? You know what I'm saying? Hey, so I was just also thinking, we're going to get in touch with Paulie. Maybe Paulie will come down, right? Paulie want to get his feet. I'm sure he's going to want to get his feet done, too, if he finds out we're getting it done. You know what we're going to do? I just thought of this. We're going to make this a party. We're going to have a foot pedicure party.
Pedicure party, exactly.
Yeah, we'll find out. I'm going to set it up. I'll get it down here. We'll set it up.
Right.
We'll have to buy a lunch or something like that, but we'll set it up. She'll do all our feet.
Sure.
All right, we'll do that. Okay, Jeffrey!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's last call for alcohol. Please make sure you get your last drink orders in at this time. Once again, it's last call for alcohol.
Thank you, Jeffrey!
to it time and time again. Oh, Casanova.
Casanova, I tell me what to say. Casanova.
91.5 WMFO and the Verd in Casanova. See, this is the kind of stuff. See, you don't see this because you're not here all the time. This stuff happens all the time behind the scenes back here. I mean, you can sit here. I can write just what happens behind the scenes with this kind of stuff all night long.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, like it.
I mean, this is. You know,
I'm singing. You're typing away.
I'm typing away, talking to folks, doing stuff. Anyway.
By the way, I mean, what's going on? Are you going to go up there or what? They've been calling down here. You know, it's
the hill. Oh, the hill.
Yeah.
I told him I was going to go up there, but the twins up there, so I can't. I don't want to. If you want to go up there, I'm going to go home.
Yeah, that would be best.
Yeah, but thanks, fellas. Maybe next time. But
so you're not going to go out to eat then?
No. I got to get home. I got some stuff. I got some stuff I got to do. I got to take care of some stuff at the house. I got a big day tomorrow. But I'm going to take you up on that the next time.
Yeah.
The next time I'm going to make arrangements because I know where you're going. You don't even have to tell me where you're going because I know where you're going. You're heading. Let's see. Would that be east from here heading towards Revere? You're going to Kelly's, right?
Oh, I'm going.
I knew that was coming.
Well, you know, I talked about it earlier. I was going to go out to eat before I met you for here. And Avellino's was my choice. But
right.
Bob's was closed by 8. So I'm going to ravage Kelly's like a rhinoceros. Because the half a sleeve of Girl Scout cookies I ate in the parking lot while I was waiting for you.
Yeah, that's not good to do that.
No.
Man. Yeah, I don't think you're not supposed to be doing that anyway, I don't think. And by the way, was that a lot of money? Is that going to Kelly's? You have like $400 on the table. You spending all that at Kelly's tonight?
At least. Can I get shrimp? Can I get scallops? Can I get roast beef?
All right. I'm going to do that the next time. Definitely put me in. But, hey, man, I appreciate you coming down, hanging out. We'll do this again. Definitely, man. Definitely next month.
We have to.
We have to do this again. Yeah. Definitely next month. And until then, keep in touch. Good luck with some of the screenings that you got. We can't talk about one. But good luck with the other stuff you got coming
you
up.
You as well.
All right. Thank you, man. Thanks. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Time Tunnel with Chase Carson, where we bring the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We call it grown folk music. You can get it right here every Friday night between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 minutes. So if this is your first time checking me out, please come on back and check me out. So until next week, work like you do not need the money. Dance like nobody's watching and love like you want to be loved and everything will be all right. So until next Friday night, see ya.
Words.
So say goodnight to the bad guy.
Anyway, that's our show for tonight. Good night, everybody.
Excuse me, sir. The show's over.
Thank you, and good night.
All right, people, wrap it up. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
And now for my big finish.
Listening to The Time Tunnel with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford.